If you are a visitor as of recent, we have a couple things that the Lord has really challenged us to do as a body of people. And so what that looks like is we're in the process of acquiring another building. It's the old Seton Elementary building, which is about 9.5 miles to the west of us. And we've gone through really years of process in order to get to the place that we're at right now. And so over time, I can kind of get you caught up as to what some of that looks like. But most of you are very familiar with what that's looked like. This was not a last-minute decision, nor was there no preparation to it. The Holy Spirit prepared us for an entire year just for the use of this building. We prepared financially. This current property and building is debt-free. That one over there will be debt-free as well, as we'll be able to pay cash for that facility. The intent is to have a satellite church, and that means that what we're going to do, we believe that the Lord is directing us to duplicate what we have here, and the same duplication is going to happen pastorally. I feel like the Lord is going to just give me that grace to be able to minister in both locations. Don't ask me details yet because there's so many, I keep telling the leadership, there's so many variables that are kind of swirling and shifting. And the imagery that I gave the leadership yesterday is this, okay? This is how I see it in my spirit. Right now, right here at this location, we have this puzzle that has been fit together in many ways. As I look at each individual, I see different character types and different color and different things that God has created in you. And the Lord has done a beautiful job over the last 18 years as Sue and I and those who have been part of this, we've watched as the Lord has kind of put those puzzle pieces together to form what we now see every Sunday, which brings a spiritual balance and a richness and the presence of the Lord here. And I've been telling you all along, that's what I'm protective of. I believe that that's been a work of the Lord as he has put us fitly together. The enemy has been at bay. There hasn't been a divisive spirit. There hasn't been any of that stuff that's happened. And I give him all the glory for that, and we will continue to honor him as he is the Prince of Peace. And we have proven over the years that you let the Holy Spirit rule, and you will have peace. You let the Holy Spirit rule, you will have truth. You let the Holy Spirit rule, and we will have stability. And we will have consistency. And we will have vision. We will have purpose. And we will have growth, and we will have healing, and we have restored lives and strong families, and on and on and on it goes. And we have evidence of that. So this is a stretch for us. This is a whole new thing that we're not really certain of. You can go online and order books and try and figure out what other churches have done, and apparently other churches have tried some of these things and are successfully doing that. I'm not too much interested in other people's process, as I am very interested in how the Holy Spirit wants to direct us. So we're trying to take it a step at a time. And I believe that over the last month, the Lord has set us up for times when we're going to have to start making some decisions here that kind of allow us to start establishing that. We're working on the building process, and that's probably, 2 to 4 weeks away from being finalized because they're giving us the time to do the inspections and all that. Now we're waiting on the township process, and you guys know that all of that takes time. So everything is going well. Everything just seems to be so blessed at so many different levels. And the encouragement that we're getting from the community is just astounding at a lot of different levels. I mean, from the school system, they have been absolutely spectacular. And now with the township and every step that we've taken, there just seems to be such a blessing that's been there. So this morning we're going to start a journey that's going to take probably four to six weeks plus to complete. I'm going to have the ushers hand out these cards to you. And they're pretty simple because supposedly most of you have been praying and asking the Lord as to what your role or your responsibility is going to look like. And they simply have name and number in your family. So these cards are going to the heads of the family. Okay, I only want one card per family. Now, I realize in some family dynamics, you've got some adults that are in the home and stuff. If you have an adult child that's 18 or over, I want them to have a card by themselves. Okay? So, now some of you maybe this morning, husband and wives, you've been fussing at each other so much this morning that you're encouraging that she have a card and you have a card. Because you expect that she'll go one direction and you'll stay the other, whatever that might look like. No, okay? So, ushers, would you do me a favor and just kind of pass the cards out and don't do anything with them yet, because we're going to just kind of let the process of this service just kind of speak into your heart. I want to give opportunity for the Lord to just really speak into your life. Now, what does this mean? It says on there, it says circle one, you got Lapeer AG West Campus, and then you've got East Campus. For those of you who are directionally challenged, we put underneath those, help with church plant or remain here, okay? Now, here's something I want you to get. Listen close to what I'm about to tell you. Because this is Lapeer Assembly of God in both cases, there will be activity that will happen like this. There will be teachers who will help in both locations. There will be things like that. What I'm looking for is I'm looking for you telling me where you're going to attend church on Sunday morning and where you're going to support in your tithe and offerings. Okay? We will have some of this combined activity that will happen in order to bring a richness to both locations. Okay? And I feel this morning that I've got to do this. I've got to reassure you of this. I'm not setting you up. And what I mean by that is I'm not telling you right now that I'm going to be in both locations and then 6 months down the road, I commit myself to one or the other. Okay, I have no intention of that. I feel like the Lord wants me involved as the lead pastor in both settings. I feel like the Lord is calling me to bring the word in both settings, okay? And I feel like I just need to share that with you for whatever reason so that you know what it's going to look like. I'm not going to get that church started over there, get things moving, and then just kind of move away from it. That is not my intent. So be reassured of that. Now, there's also a couple other questions on there. And the questions are, do you faithfully 80% plus attend Wednesday night church, yes or no? Do you faithfully 80% plus attend Sunday school, yes or no? I've got to tell you why I have to know these answers. It's because I'm trying to build a team. I'm trying to build a body. I'm trying to build leadership. And I need to know the answers to these questions in order to know where the work needs to be done. Okay? Because what we're looking for is the Holy Spirit to just bring this magnificent balance in both situations. Now, some of you who are fairly new to the church, this might be kind of an uneasy thing for you. Because maybe even some of you have been part of what you would classify as church splits, where there was divisiveness and there was frustration. And so you got a little bit of wounding from some of that. This is not necessarily a new venture for this body, because we have separated, we have divided and conquered in two other situations with Columbiaville and Romeo. And so we have a little bit of an idea what it means to just give an offering of sacrifice to another community. This whole thing is about reaching out into another community. I want you to grab that. If it was about us just building a nice church, then the logical thing would be for us to just move to a bigger building. Or build a bigger building. That would be the logical thing to do. But the kingdom of God is so grand and so beautiful, and God is so genius in the way that he does things. And I love the way that he kind of keeps the enemy kind of confused at every level. And so now there's going to be this multiplying effect that the Lord is going to use us in. In order to reach into another community. If you haven't already driven over there and just enjoyed what it is that the Lord has given to us over there, do that sometime and drive into some of the neighborhoods, as I've done that. Even the other night, I traveled around by satellite. You know you can do that now? It's called Google Earth, okay? I wasn't literally, for some of you that are older, I had the little iPad, and I was traveling around by Google Earth, and you hover literally over those properties, and you can kind of move around down the roads and stuff. If you drive directly south, even on Elba Road, you go across 69, and just south of 69, maybe by a mile, there's another subdivision that's probably within, I'm guessing, total of 7-8 miles. From this place. So there's homes everywhere. And I believe our place is to just be a presence in a community. So here's what it's going to look like. You have those cards. I'm asking you to stay praying throughout this service. I'm asking you to ask the Lord where it is that you're going to attend church. This one over there will probably be an earlier service, probably in the 9:30. This one over here will be in the later service, probably in the 10:30 to 11-ish. Okay, that's the way it's going to look, probably. The way for us to do it right would be for a Sunday school structure that would start here just like it is. It would be an early Sunday school that would be first. We'd have Sunday school here, the educational time, and then we'd have the service. Over there, it's going to be just the opposite of that. It's going to be the early service, and the early service will be followed up by classes and stuff like that. Little different twist, but very doable. And the reason that works so well is because we can share teachers, administration, stuff like that. Okay? Especially in the early phases. So what I believe the Lord wants to do is kind of bring that richness of giftings and bring it up. Because even as I look up here on the platform, we might look and say, wow, this church is so filled with talent and ability. But you need to know we have to duplicate what we have here. We have to duplicate that over time. So some of you who are sleepers and have musical talent and you can sing to the Lord and you can play for the Lord, it's time for you to come out of the closet. Stop hiding. It's time to use those talents for his glory. So we're going to just pray this through, because let me get my little list here. It's these are the things I said we cannot give place to the enemy. We cannot allow him to disrupt this body, bring confusion, bring division, loss of health or balance in a spiritual setting. And so my role is to watch for that activity. If I start seeing that this church becomes disruptive in any way, then we're going to put a hold on it. The beautiful part about it is that facility is paid for. It's not going to be screaming, demanding anything from us, because it's not about the buildings. It's about what we can be effective in the kingdom. And so as long as we're doing it right, we will move forward. If we do it right quickly, we will move quickly. If we do it moderate, then we will move moderate. If it takes a little extra time, then we're going to take the extra time. We've obviously have to have goals and what that looks like. And I believe that the worst case scenario is that we probably have to get a congregation over there no later than the fall. Okay? One that's established, and one that has leadership, and one that can help me in administration. I need to make sure that both places are going to be cared for well. Okay? We will do things like mailings and stuff over there, but we're going to establish the same kind of vision here. As we see a certain separation that happens from this body, that means this location has to get busy again in evangelizing and reaching out. Because what we're trying to do is create space for more people to come in and enjoy the richness of the Spirit that He has just brought to our hearts and lives.